Just some easy housekeeping. We've got a few resolutions we're going to pass tonight. First one we got is 85-2021, a JCAP grant presented to the following consideration for adoption. Whereas the Town Justice Court wishes to apply for a grant to the Office of New York State Court Administration, and whereas the Justice Court's needs an authorization resolution to apply for this grant, so there, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby authorize the Town of Catskill Justice Courts to apply for a grant from the New York State Court Administration.
Motion
by Patrick.
Second.
Second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. So, yeah, that's a big grant here.
Yeah.
It'd be nice for our meeting, you know, depending on if it comes through, it'd be nice to. So it's definitely will enhance the courtrooms and things like that. Good stuff. Okay, reappointment of the bar, which is the Board of Assessment Review. Gerard presented the following consideration. Whereas Rick Gerard's term expires on the bar Board of Assessment Review on September 30th, 2021, and whereas Mr. Gerard wishes to remain on said board, so there, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby reappoint Rick Gerard to the bar for the term of October 1, 2021 through September 30th, 2026.
Motion
by Jared.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Talk to Ted. This is just a formality for the approval for Greene County as a lead agency for the transfer station compost facility, single stream recycling and building. Whereas Greene County has proposed a transfer station compost facility and single stream recycling building project in the town of Catskill, Greene County, New York, and whereas Seeker and 6 NCR 6.1 Greene County wishes to establish itself as a lead agency for the purpose of fulfilling the Seeker requirements, whereas the town of Catskill is an involved agency, so therefore we, the town board, approve Greene County as a lead agency for an intended project.
There was something on your Seeker that I saw that they had marked.
I don't have that there, but said we could have opted to be silent on this, but we're 12 to 10, which is easier that way. We're acknowledging that we reviewed it and you don't want to appoint them as lead agency. Maybe we can still always question something that's probably on it.
Yeah, I'm fine with them being lead agency. I just something. Oh, you have a hard copy?
Yeah. Is that hard copy, Jared? You come in handy every now and then.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
So we're good, but as far as what we talk about,
it's Charlie 2A. Do any municipality adopted city, town, village, or county comprehensive plan use include this site where adopted proposed action is located? It's minor, but I'm pretty sure our comp plan does encompass where they are. They have a check, no.
Okay. So we could,
yes.
Okay, we could.
But again, it's minor.
But we can make note of that list, and then we can let Ted know if they want to. Because I don't know if Liz would want to give that. Ted said he would write a letter to the county letting them know that.
I make a motion we're correcting Section C2.
Okay. Second it.
Second.
Patrick, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
My initial email response was very confusing. Paul called me.
I'm just concerned about me. I think it's Paul's anniversary. That doesn't go right. It's not going to be okay, so next one, we got denied the application for Old Quarry Extension. Whereas the Town of Catskill received a road name application on June 6, 2021 from Brooke Stevens to name a road Old Quarry Extension tax maps, parcels, they got multiple in on the resolution. Whereas Greene County 911 recognizes Old Quarry Road for those intended tax map parcels as well. So the said name approved for the town board on April 7th, 2021. So therefore, we deny the application submitted by Brooke Stevens to name a road Old Quarry Extension.
Motion
by Jared.
Second.
Second by Patrick. All in favor?
Aye.
Those against? The motion is so carried. Next one I have is schedule a public hearing for Local Law 2-2021 overriding the property tax levy limit for 2022. Whereas the Town of Catskill would like like to schedule a public hearing to override the property tax level limit for 2022 by local law. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby schedule a public hearing. And we can probably do that for our next meeting. Yeah, I think that would be it.
But when is the last, when's our deadline in October 7th?
You need to adopt it before you adopt the final budget.
But as you know, just as to be honest, I mean, I feel this
would be Tuesday the 5th.
Yeah, let's do it the 5th. Yeah. And again, I really feel it's just a preliminary everything, and on the top of the budget, we're going to be, you know, pretty good shape, I think, for the again. So anyway, need a motion.
What time?
The 5th of October at
6:30 or
p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, we can start our meeting at 6:30 with that. That's fine. Okay, we got a motion by Jared. Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion is okay. All right. Somewhat correspondent, but I got it from Wendy Carm Casolino about the we got the Catskill Community Catskill Central School District Community presenting the featuring with Tommy Norman. So it's going to be, let's tell you the date on that. It's going to be next Friday on the 24th.
People have to buy tickets.
I'm going to clarify because we're getting a personal invite as town, you know, board individuals, and due to COVID, we're asking that only up to 3 members of your group attend. And then she's asking in the letter, which is on the 17th, which is 3 p.m., that we can email her the names of anybody that would like to attend. So, I mean, at least our board members, if we can solicit, I got to really take a hard look at my calendar, but I think it would be a great thing for some of us to attend. So, if you want to let me know in a day or two, so.
Also on that is the day after the 25th is the homecoming parade at 8:30 for the school.
So that's 25th, then?
Yep. Normally they line up on Church Street, go down Main, cross the Elmo Sand Bridge.
Okay.
Hopefully they have a new field.
Homecoming, this is going to be on the 24th. Right, I know they have a limited sign up online, but I was going to contact her with anybody at the bottom about the RSVP. So I think they are holding a couple of slots for members. Okay. That's pretty much the formal stuff that I'm going to talk about tonight. Red schoolhouse, pink schoolhouse type of thing. But so I was talking to our town attorney today about it, because he's writing the history and that kind of thing. And Dara, which is again Wendy Casolino, she's part of that. So we're going to reach out to those folks because they have been a friend group for the Red Schoolhouse. So they're asking through that organization if we can get some pricing for painting of the schoolhouse. And maybe we'll see if the furnace does need to be replaced or at least repaired. And if we can get estimates for those in the next couple of months, ideally before middle of October. I don't know what funding they have or, but I mean, they seem like there's a willingness to help us. And
did we have that painted not that long ago? There was restoration work done.
It was painted.
Yeah.
But that was quite a while back, wasn't it?
It was at least 6 or 7 years ago, 7 years ago. How long? Bob Antonelli was still alive, so at least 7 years ago, I would think, at least.
But those, on those lines,